بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ولقد أنزلنا إليك آيات بينات وما يكفر بها إلا الفاسقون. أو كلما عاهدوا عهدا نبذه فريق منهم بل أكثرهم لا يؤمنون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in yesterday's lesson we spoke about the Jews and their denial of the Qur'an on the basis that the Qur'an was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam via the agency of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam and not Mikael. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuted that baseless argument of theirs. And then Allah says that whoever is hostile to any of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam is in actual fact hostile to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He Himself. Now in the current verse we see, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now talks about the Jews and them denying Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yesterday we spoke about them denying the Qur'an. And today we see in this verse, the Jews, they deny Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Jews said that there aren't any clear signs and evidences that have been revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that indicate towards his prophethood. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this verse, and the narration comes in the kitab of Tafsir al-Tabari. Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, he reports the incident on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that a man, a Yahudi, came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name was Ibn Suriya al-Fityuni. A man by the name of Ibn Suriya al-Fityuni, he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "Oh Muhammad," he said two things. He said, "Ya Muhammad, ma ji'tana bi shay'in na'rifu." He says, "Oh Muhammad, you haven't brought to us any clear sign which we could recognize and then accept. You haven't brought to us any clear sign which we can recognize and accept." And the second thing he said was, وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ آيَةٍ بَيِّنَةٍ فَنَتْبَعُكَ. He says, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also hadn't revealed any clear sign for us to follow you. So basically there's no clear sign or evidence for the truthfulness of your prophethood. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in reply to this Jew and all other Jews, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse. That listen, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. That there are many clear proofs, many clear evidences and signs that show the prophethood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, when he explains this verse, he says, what are these ayat bayinat? He says, from among them is the Qur'an. The Qur'an itself is a sufficient sign to show you the truthfulness of the prophethood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How? Number one, he says, the Qur'an informed the Jews, the Israelites, the Banu Israel, about certain incidents that transpired in their time, which nobody could have known except for them. Certain incidents that transpired in the time of Banu Israel, nobody could have known these incidents except for the Banu Israel. Number two, he says, the Quran also spoke about the changes that came about in their books in the Torah, which were done by the ulama of the Yahud from the Banu Israel. And nobody could have known this except for the ulama themselves. So Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions, is this not a sufficient sign to indicate to the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Allah says, وَمَا يَكْفُرُ بِهَا إِلَّا الْفَاسِقُونَ. In other words, a person who has aql salim, sound intellect, a sound mind, and that person will accept these ayat and he will bring iman in these ayat. But Allah says, none disbelieve in these ayat except for the fasiqeen, the sinful ones, the ones who are stubborn and disobedient. In other words, the Yahud. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the nature and the habit of the Yahud. Their nature was such that whenever a pact was made with them, whenever a covenant was made with them, they would break this pact and they would break this pledge that they made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, أَوَكُلَّمَا عَاهَدُوا عَهْدًا نَبَذَهُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ. Is it such that whenever they make a pact and a pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a group from among them, they throw this pact aside, they throw it away? Allah says, بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Rather, most of them do not bring iman in Allah. In other words, from here we see most of them. That means a group from among the Bani Israel, they do not do such. Rather, they bring iman in Allah and they bring iman in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are a group from the Ahli Kitab like Abdullah ibn Salam and his ashab. When they heard of the arrival of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they brought iman in Allah and they brought iman in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they joined the ranks of the Muslims. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the next verse, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us the latest instance, which is most relevant to this context, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here reminds the Bani Israel of something. Allah says, you remember that you made this covenant and this pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come, you would believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what had happened was, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did appear before them, then they disbelieved in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only did they break this pact that they made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding belief in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rather they also said that they didn't even know of such a pact that they made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first place. So this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. And listen, when a messenger from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to you, and this is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's his condition? مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ. He confirms what is by you. In other words, he confirms your book. That is the Torah. In your Torah mentions the description of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and iman in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. نَبَذَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ. A group from the Ahl al-Kitab, what do? They throw away the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind their backs. In other words, throwing the book behind the back means that they fail to make amal upon the dictates and the demands of the book. And what did the book command them to do? The book told them about iman in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the book brought the description of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But they failed to make amal upon this, and they disbelieved in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quran says, كَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. So they threw this behind their backs as though they did not know. In other words, as though they did not know what was in the book. But fil haqiqah, the reality of the matter was such that they knew very well that in the book comes a description of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and iman also in the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.